Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I am here with two icons, Carly and Erin.
Stop. Thank you.
I had to schedule a podcast to hang out with them because I just love them.
I wanted to bring that up. I was like, I feel like this is going to be our first time like hanging
actually
out.
Actually talking.
Yeah. Like, we might as well monetize it.
Yeah.
Our first conversation.
We only hang out podcasting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, how are you guys?
Great.
I'm jeeped up.
Like
jeeped
up?
I'm jeeped.
What are you, 50?
I'm from the Midwest.
Jeeped up. I'm like, is that like a Jeep? Like, is that like the Jeep way?
What is that? It's like being really energized. Like, I had a Prime sent me these energy drinks, and like, girl,
no, Logan Paul I'm is out here doing, like, doing okay, things.
He's jeeping people
he's
up.
Prime, it'll jeep you up. Yeah.
I truly love Prime. This is not
no,
trying to get censored.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I don't want them to stop sending me things because they're so good. But like, at this point, it's become a nuisance. Like, I get an FedEx thing every other day that's like delivery on the way, and I click it and I know exactly where it's coming from because it's like Kentucky or something like that. It's always the same place. And I'm Kentucky, like, there's more coming. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm like jeeped up on energy drink, which I don't really drink that often.
Have you tried the watermelon strawberry?
Like so pink? Good.
So good.
Yeah.
It's rent free.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yep. Same. But please keep sending them to me. I don't mean that as a bad thing.
Oh, it's no. We love
Logan's, Logan's watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Logan's a huge fan of making noobs. So I heard you have some really exciting weekend plans.
Oh, I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
Okay, tell me. Spill the tea. I haven't told me this in real life, so I'm excited.
So for most of the world who doesn't know, Carly and I have a book club. And our book club consists of like our really close friends. And
I did not know this.
Yep. And once a month, all, when Taylor Swift put her tickets on sale, you could buy up to 6 of them. And so we made like a little pod and basically were like, okay, if you get in during the pre-sale, like buy me a ticket. So there were 6 of us. And none of us got the code.
I'm so sorry for
Carly,
your loss.
Carly has a credit card.
A Capital One.
Oh, okay.
Capital One card. I do. Thank you.
Well, I always credit. Adult and has a credit card.
Carly, Erin as my mother, wants to know, wants everyone to know I have credit.
That is amazing.
Oh, I guess that's like
everyone giving up
you.
For Carly.
For those of you who don't know, if you have a Capital One credit card, you would get like a pre-sale code. But
yes.
Carly had one and like I was didn't the only really one. Get one.
And I was so scared because I'm just not a decision person. Like I don't like to make moves myself. I'm not making moves by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have the Capital One card, so I have to do this myself and get 6 tickets if possible. What if I pick a bad spot? Like,
talk
I don't know.
Pressure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't like the pressure. Okay. So Erin was doing an OF shoot.
And I went naturally.
Yep. And I went to it while the Capital One thing was happening. Mm-hmm. Didn't
just
get in.
Spread eagle. Carly, yeah. How are we looking?
I'm like stressed out like, oh, we're almost
section?
There.
You're not actually. But.
No. So I like waited in the virtual line, never got in. So that was kapush. I mean,
no.
It was done.
Devastating. Tragic. And we were all like, well, We'll get tickets somehow. So fast forward to like last week or the week before, we had our book club with all of the girls and we were talking about it. We're like, we got to just like buy tickets. And we are also emo girls at heart. And the first 2 shows, Paramore is opening. And so that was like the big one that we really wanted to get tickets
Where
to.
Where are these shows?
Arizona.
Okay.
So not too far. Easy flight.
Yeah. Girls trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, fun.
So we, at the book club, brought it up again. We were like, let's get tickets. And then we were talking about what everyone's, like, price point would be. And some people were still like, I don't know. And so then after everyone left, Carly and I were like, let's just buy them. And we'll surprise everyone with tickets.
It was mostly Erin, but she's the one forcing me to spend money most of
the time. Get out.
Yeah, and I was like, let's just buy everyone tickets. We will surprise them with tickets to Taylor Swift in Arizona.
Okay, well, the OF check must be pretty damn good. Hello, she was working for those tickets.
Yeah, she was spreading those legs.
She said, don't worry if we don't get in the line. I'm working right now.
I am making moves.
Physical moves. Holy shit.
So we got the tickets.
How much were they? I mean, we got to know.
Okay, so they were $750 per ticket.
Okay.
Which isn't... When people think
not
about
terrible.
Taylor Swift tickets right now, they're thinking like 20.
I'm thinking
grand a
20K.
Ticket.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the thing with that was the fee per ticket was $214.
Per ticket.
Wait, why?
Because they love to scam. I don't know.
Yeah, I really have no idea. So, like, the grand total was basically like $6,000 for 6 people to go to Taylor Swift.
However,
but, like, whatever. It's about the memories, it's not about the money. That has, like, been my mantra. For as long, like when I was dirt poor in college, like eating ramen every day. Like it's always been that. And so this weekend, I hired a Taylor Swift impersonator.
No, you did not.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did.
Please tell me you're filming this.
Yeah, we are.
Of course. Okay,
well, it has to be a write-off.
Well,
yeah,
monetizing.
Yeah. So I hired a Taylor Swift impersonator and I like printed fake tickets because they haven't even sent the real tickets out.
Like, we're also hoping that we're going to get them. They have to because we
I don't think that even if you bought Taylor Swift tickets, you have the physical one yet. Okay. I don't think they release them until like a certain date.
I think actually everything now is through the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The AXS app thing.
Oh,
remember at Lakers game? Yeah.
But the tickets haven't been released to her.
To like the public, I don't think.
Okay.
So I printed out fake tickets and I wrote like everyone's names on it. And then the Taylor Swift impersonator is doing like a 6-minute performance.
What is she performing? Which songs?
She heard it. I haven't heard. I kind of want to be surprised.
What do you mean you heard it?
She's like lip syncing. Like she's not actually like singing.
Okay.
So I think she's doing like a little number, like whatever.
Okay.
I think it'll be really
give me a midnight.
Cheesy. Yeah. Okay. You know. I think like Bejeweled was on there and Maybe Karma were the two from the new album.
Okay.
And then it does like a song from 22, every album, basically.
Like all the popular ones?
Yeah, okay. It's like pretty funny.
Okay.
So then at the end of her performance, I asked if she could be like, thank you guys so much for like watching me tonight. I can't wait to see you all in Glendale, Arizona on March 18th. And then she's going to like hand them their
tickets. Out.
Yeah.
Wait, and then how is this like happening? Are they coming to your house?
Oh, yeah. This is like another thing.
Oh my God.
How are you getting them to your house?
This was like a whole thing. I could not figure out how I wanted to do it. Originally, we were going to go to all of their houses, but everyone lives all over town, like Echo Park, Venice. And I was like, this is going to be a nightmare and it'll cost way more money to have this person come. So I planned a party, a fake party, and like made an invitation.
Oh,
and sent it to everyone. And so like they
What's
think
the
there's
party?
It's like a game night.
Well, no, I mean, they just think it's a party.
Oh, a party.
I didn't say it was a game night. I was like, we're having a party.
What's on the invitation? Like,
do you want to see
it? Yeah, show us.
It literally just says, we're having a party.
No, get out.
With a special guest.
You went so hard.
And I had to like text
this
all of
them. Design goes crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I mean, it's like just a
featuring a surprise guest, BYOB.
Yeah.
This is, and they all were like, "I'm coming."
Well, the thing was, I had to like figure out if everyone was around this weekend, and then
not make it obvious.
Yes, and then one of our friends, she was like, "Well, I might have a birthday party," and I was like, "Well, don't go." And I was like, "I miss you. I haven't seen you in so long."
Yeah.
And thank God she had been like texting me that a few days prior. Otherwise, it would have been like, okay, like you're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
But somehow
this
everyone will be there.
This is so fun.
Yeah. I think it'll be really fun.
Amazing.
And
amazing.
And this
excited.
Is tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh,
7 p.m.
My gosh. Well, I can't wait to see the video.
I'm here at 7 p.m. sharp so everyone can be drunk for when fake Taylor comes.
What time is she coming?
8:30.
Okay. So fun.
I think an hour and a half is good. And I'm just going to be like,
no, I told her just make drinks.
Pouring like alcohol in everyone's cups. Like, drink up.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet of you guys.
I know. And there'll be a couple people there that will have no idea what's going on at all.
Yeah. Like everyone's significant others.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, everyone's just pretty.
They're just be like, oh, there's a surprise. And then,
and then it's a fake
Taylor Swift box.
How did you find a fake Taylor Swift?
I Googled and then LA, you know. LA.
I jokingly there's was like, we should get Ashley. It's just Ashley.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I looked at her dead in the face and I was like, should we fly her here?
I know. I was like, no, I don't think she would do. But I think she is a Taylor Swift impersonator. At least it was in her bio or something at one point. I feel like I'm obsessed with her because I've talked about her a lot recently. But
okay.
She's always on my For You page.
She's just being Ashley.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is so fun.
I know. I'm really excited.
Are you a Swiftie?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Of course I am.
Well, if anyone backs out, like,
please let me know.
Ticket's yours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's $1,200.
Yeah,
we made her pay.
I didn't get tickets either. So I'm just hoping that, like, you know, through something.
Okay, so the first night in Arizona was completely sold out based on, like, the seating. But then the second night, there was a ton of seats left, so I feel like things will start opening up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for like the 30K tickets to, you know, come down a little. Maybe.
Well, my in-laws are Swifties.
Are they really?
And they are the only people I know that got a code.
My editor got a code.
Yeah. So it's
you
like just two old people in Massachusetts, so they wound up getting tickets.
Get out.
And they were floor seats, and they were like $400. And
that's really good.
Our exact tickets, if you look online right now, are like $22,000.
Damn.
And we were like, do we just sell them?
No.
Yeah.
For $10,000 each.
That is crazy.
I mean, you're going to Glendale.
It's so fucked up that people are doing that.
What are your guys' favorite Taylor albums?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I mean, 1989, Reputation. I love Midnight. It's like, I'm just going to name all them.
I love Fearless.
Okay.
I love Country Taylor.
okay.
I think I'm.
Me too. Like, Our Song.
Yeah. I'm like really big into nostalgia in general. And like, each album makes me feel a different way and like reminds me of different parts of my life. So like, that's why I really love Fearless. And then I'm like a big Red girly.
I see that for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I am a Reputation girly.
Yeah.
The reason being is because I do love, I feel like now I appreciate a slow romantic song, but I didn't growing up. Like, I feel I really rely on the beat of a song versus the lyrics because I have no idea what they're saying really sometimes. I'm like, am I stupid? Sometimes some of my friends will listen and they know the whole like song and I like have to look it up.
I do too. If I don't,
like,
know
Ariana
what
Grande,
saying.
I'm like, what are you
no,
saying?
No, I don't oh, know it at all.
Okay,
Carly had like an. You probably still like her, but I she do, had like yeah. a big phase, and she, we would like be on in her car, and I'm like, what's she saying?
But, yeah, I don't know. It's good though.
But Taylor, her lyrics are iconic.
Yes, yeah, she's so, a poet.
She was like one of the first people I feel like I resonated with the lyrics. And yeah. anyway, Reputation. When it came out, I was going through like my first big breakup, oh. and it was like
it always happens oh, at the best time.
Oh, yeah. She literally was like, "Sorry, Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Oh my name is literally Taylor."
And you're like, "Bitch,
I
she's dead."
It was on made captions for you. On captions. I was like, "Look what you made me do."
Every time so on this, post.
Sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Like it was just, I was going crazy on Instagram.
Yeah.
No following, just going crazy on Instagram. So yeah, that I'm a Reputation girly, but I love her to death.
Yeah,
I know. She's was that icon. The first album you like got into her?
No, with, I definitely. Well, I'm from Indiana, so I'm a Midwestern oh, girly.
My boyfriend
yeah,
is too.
Yeah, he is, right?
Oh, yeah, we already talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. Which is awesome. But I grew up a little bit, you know, in the country. Yep. So, you know, Our Song, oh, yeah. Teardrops oh, yeah. on My Guitar, Tim McGraw, all that. Oh, I was McGraw. Like, that's I grew song. Up, that was like my first like real CD, like Taylor yeah. Swift.
I was listening to that like bootleg off LimeWire on like my friend's iPod.
Amazing. Iconic.
Oh, it was so good. And it was like the shitty Lime versions Wire on LimeWire that are like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the demos.
Yeah.
I did like, not sleep with that woman.
Yeah. Demos, yeah. A little like in the back.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Well, I want to play a game with you guys.
Okay.
It's a game we all know and love. Who's most likely to between
Ooh,
the two of you?
I love this game.
Okay. So
between
make
us,
sure,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. So
like, I don't know you
verbalize who you think it is so that our audio listeners know right. who we're talking about.
Okay.
And I'm just going to run through a plethora of things just so you know the listeners can get to know you on a personal level. Okay, so the first question is, who's most likely to wear the pants in a relationship?
Erin, for sure. Erin wears the pants in our relationship.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
I think I'm more of a people pleaser.
Okay,
go with the flow.
Erin makes a lot of like
I'm like the decision maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I like, yeah.
It's like I could make decisions, but I just get scared.
That's probably why y'all are such good friends, is because you both love your role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't love it because I feel like I'm like lacking and I don't know, stuff like that. But
I'm sure she likes it because you're down.
I guess.
Do whatever.
Do you like it?
Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, what do you want though?
Oh, okay.
You know?
I know. But the thing is for me is like, I genuinely do not care either way.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing. It's like, where do you want to eat? It's like, I literally don't care. Just bring me somewhere.
Okay. So is your boyfriend the decision maker in your relationship?
We're kind of similar. We're both just very chill.
Okay.
Like, I'll be like, do you want to go here? He'll be like, sure.
Amazing.
I'm like, do you want to go here? I'll be like, sure.
Yeah. I love it. Are you the decision maker in your relationship?
No. No, I hand it off.
Okay, love that.
That's my off time.
That is your off time.
It's funny because like TJ will be like, where do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't care.
Genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the same in that sense where it's like.
Sometimes it's nice to have the guy just like take charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Who's most likely to stay in on a Saturday night?
Oh.
Me for a long time. Carly now.
Me now.
Okay.
Post-pandemic Carly also.
I changed. I love being home.
And I love that for you. Wait, how old are both of you again?
I'm 31.
31. And
me too.
Okay.
She's older though.
Yeah, I'll be 32 in March. It's fine.
Because I feel like I just, this year I turned 25 and I'm starting.
Let us out of here.
No, I used to be like, I need to be out every night. I never want to be alone. And now I'm like, it sounds nice being home.
No, it's so
sounds nice watching Housewives.
Once you're like, I feel like for me, it was when my hangover started getting really bad, like around like 28.
Yes.
And then I was like,
it's bad.
It's scary.
I can't live my life this way.
You want to get up early and have
but
fun.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I will go balls to the wall. Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will.
No, I remember seeing you guys on like Sally Dar's story when.
Oh, the party bus?
Yes. And I was like, these girls are fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the airplane one?
I was like, I need to go to this.
We are like kind of like Hannah Montana, you know, the best of both worlds.
No,
like
y'all
love
so fun.
Stay in on Saturday, but also love like
we'll
a
do
turn
I
on
was
Saturday.
Like, they're crazy. And I love it.
It's crazy. That was already almost a year ago in March.
Oh, no.
That is crazy.
We'll disgusting. Have to do another one and
yes,
then you can come.
Please. Yeah. I want to sing Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yes. On the
yes, toilet. Ma'am.
Okay. Who's most likely to get a BBL?
Oh,
I don't think
say
either of us.
Out of us, me.
Oh, you think?
Because I feel like you wouldn't care.
No, I was gonna only say me because I'd be like, maybe like at some point OnlyFans. I'd be like, oh, gotta do it.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a great point.
Only because I think like neither of us would get it.
No, she so,
like,
would
buy more Taylor
so
Swift tickets.
That would
somehow.
Be the last resort.
I don't have to buy more clothes. So I really don't want to get one.
Yeah, you don't want to be snapping fingernails.
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Erin broke her Gel X extension because her ass is so fat.
So thick,
and she was so thick.
Trying
she
pulling up my
fingers. She was pulling up her leggings in the gym and
popped
flew
it
off.
Right off.
She did 10 squats.
Yeah. So sorry for your loss, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think either. That would be like last resort.
That's funny.
I
would think I would out of the two of us.
Wow.
Because I feel like I am more, I don't know, I'm always like, oh, I need the Botox right here. Like, I need this gone. I'm like very quick to do something.
Okay.
I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't
that
get
would
one.
Be crazy if I just like, next time I saw you, that'd be
I had a huge ass.
Like, I just feel think like this is not you.
It's also like,
she's, you come in here with like a pad, you have to sit on.
You're like, I actually can't sit.
It's like an airplane
lay on my stomach right on here.
Oh my God. What was I going to say?
Funny.
I don't remember.
Who's most likely to? Okay.
Yeah,
who's most likely to be on Real Housewives?
Ooh, Erin.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Because Erin is a housewife.
Yeah.
I love Real Housewives. I feel like I really hate confrontation. That would be like my downfall. And I would be the person that's like always crying for sure.
You're just really boring.
But I also think it would be like fun because it would be like set up.
Yes.
Yelling.
Yeah.
And like, I think I could be good at like a bit.
Because you're like, oh, it's not real, but it is.
Yeah.
I think it's like
I could be like,
agreed beef.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I think they're like, we have beef.
Yes.
And let's go play.
Yeah.
On camera.
Yeah.
That's how I like to think about it behind the scenes, mainly because I went to a Vanderpump Rules like party.
Okay.
While they were filming. And it was my first, like, it was 2015. I had just moved here. Mm-hmm. My friend got invited to this party and he knew I was a big fan of the show. So he invited me and then I went and it truly ruined reality television for
no.
me because they were just like, do that again, do that fight again,
no.
come upstairs. And then I was like, wait, what?
And that's like before we knew things were scripted. In
yes.
a sense.
No, I had no idea. So
we
now
had all
I'm
the faith
like,
in the world.
It's like the curtain fell and you
100%.
Saw. 100%.
Hollywood baby.
So now I'm very aware of like what goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it happened that way, then I would be a really good
yeah.
cast member.
Okay. Who's your favorite housewife?
Of all time?
Yeah. Or just your favorites. You're like top five. You're starting five.
Well, currently, I mean, I love Karen Huger, Potomac.
Okay. I haven't watched that. I need to watch.
Oh, it's so good. I love Kyle Richards.
I love Kyle.
She's just like a good OG. Tamra.
Iconic.
I love.
Do you watch Carly?
Uh-huh. Okay. Some of them.
Okay.
I watch, I used to watch OC.
Okay.
There's Beverly like people, Hills. Like I love Sonya Morgan.
I love her. She's crazy.
I am obsessed with her.
She's amazing.
So unhinged.
Yeah.
There's people that I like, but I like them in like ways that's like, I don't know if I like you as a person, but I like
on
your
TV,
character.
On the show.
Like
yeah,
Countess
yeah.
Luann cracks
yes!
me the fuck up. I'm like, how are you?
She's insane. Even Ramona, I'm like, you're insane.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're so good for the TV show.
100%.
I'm so sad Rinna's leaving.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a big
She's such
hit.
A good character.
So good.
I would love the tea on that real situation.
Me too. Like, I heard Bethany Frankel did a TikTok and she was like, there's only been 5 housewives out of the entire like franchise that have ever left on their own, and Rinna's one of them.
Oh,
and Bethany's one of them.
So she wasn't put on pause?
No, I heard. She
Damn.
Like wouldn't leave, which is crazy.
It's probably because she got so much shit this season. Maybe. But it's like so annoying. I'm like, people, this isn't real. And like,
yeah.
if she wasn't doing what she did, that nothing would be happening on the show.
I know. I also think though, like maybe just her 8th year, like she did it for 8 years and she's just like, I want to try something new maybe.
Totally.
Her daughters also are like the next like Gigi and Bella.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's just maybe living vicariously
yeah.
through them.
I also feel like ever since her mom passed, she's probably like, okay, I want to like
reel enjoy
it in.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I loved Lois. All right.
I know.
My favorite housewife.
Lois.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Do you have a favorite housewife?
I
was about to ask.
I do love Tamra. I love Vicky in like a funny way.
Yeah.
I just
she's
think she's
a
like
character.
Insane.
I mean, I have like a hate list of housewives and Vicky's on it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think the people I love are just people that I like cringe watch.
Yeah.
Like Brandy. I love Brandy.
Oh,
love Brandy.
Especially in the early season. She's amazing.
Unhinged.
Ultimate
Unhinged.
Girls Trip Brandy.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
I need to watch that.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen that.
And she's going to be on a new one, too.
No way.
She's just
oh,
like
she is.
Incredible. I love her.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, like Taylor Armstrong. Or I did. I don't know. I haven't watched OC with
Wait.
Her on it, but
oh, is she on OC?
She was on Beverly. She is now, I guess. We talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's on OC now.
Was she on Beverly Hills?
Yeah,
the early season.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was she the one that?
She's the one that the meme with the cat,
where like, she's like crying.
Wait, I don't know if I know who this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, do Taylor Armstrong meme cat.
She's
meme.
The one whose husband committed suicide.
Okay, I know her.
Yeah, and he was like hitting her and stuff.
Russell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Armstrong meme. I have not seen this meme. Oh, yes, I have.
I was going to say, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know
you've used
that
meme. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Next question. Who's most likely to have kids first?
Oh, that's so funny. Aaron.
Me, but I don't want them.
You don't want kids?
We both don't really
no,
want
no.
kids.
Okay.
But Carly's like, hard no. I'm like, until I feel like I want to have them, I won't.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Who's most likely to leave L.A.?
Probably me.
Probably Aaron.
Really? Where would you go?
I don't know. That's always the thing. I don't know. But
they have like her and her husband have roots in a lot of places. Like Utah,
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I don't think I'll live in LA forever, but I don't know where I'd go. That's the thing.
Okay. Fair enough. Who's most likely to get a 9-to-5 job?
Ooh.
Hopefully neither.
Me, because I don't have the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully neither, but probably
hopefully neither.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to run a marathon?
Oh, God.
Oh, neither. But Erin out of either of us because
yeah.
she's like a
If someone,
athlete.
Yeah, I would.
She could do it. I wouldn't.
I don't know
I'd
if
walk.
I could do it, but if like the someone made me.
Okay.
She could.
Or
I
was like, I'll pay you
$1 million,
like I'd do it.
Okay.
I would walk one. I think that'd actually be like fun and cool.
Oh my gosh, you should do this. I walked a half
Wait,
marathon.
Didn't you do like 10 miles the other day or
I
something?
I did, which was crazy. But I only ran like 6 of them.
I can't even run
my
one.
My brother raw dogged a half marathon.
Yeah, what the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, I know, he's crazy. Like he just like,
no, yeah, like no didn't train
training, yeah, yeah.
How
Does
many
he,
miles
like,
is that?
Exercise though?
13.1. Like yeah, yeah, yeah. I for a video for a Vlogmas episode, I walked a half marathon along the coast, and it was so fun.
How long did it take?
It took like 5 hours.
Okay, multiply by 2, add a few hours.
For what? Oh, for a full marathon?
If to yeah. walk it. But, you know, I got the idea because I saw these girls who were just like, go to a random school and I don't even know. They were like, we're bored. And they're like, we're going to see if we can walk a marathon. And they just walked their entire town and would like stop and get coffee and like get okay. food.
That's
and
cute.
I was like,
oh,
that's such a
I think
fun
I saw
idea.
That. I would do that.
It was like yeah. the longest
yeah, like
talk
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Stop at Target.
Yeah. Which would be so fun. And I did it and we like stopped at Alfred and Marina Del Rey.
Oh, that's fun.
We like walked
See,
through
I would
Venice.
Like that.
It actually was so fun.
I'm a big walking girly too.
You guys should do it. Film it. May as well.
GoPros.
Yeah.
I got a 360 camera.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Who's most likely to get arrested?
Me. Oh, Aaron for sure. All of them are Aaron.
And who's most likely to keep a secret?
Ooh. I feel like me because Aaron's very... Like, she has to tell everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can keep a secret, though.
She can, yes.
But, yeah. I also, like, I'm like, I gotta tell you this.
Yeah.
Well, like, with each other, we'll tell
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, funny because people will be like, don't tell anyone. And then we're like, okay, well,
like,
obviously we'll
obviously,
tell each other.
Yeah.
Obviously
yeah. It's tell. Just, like, the thing you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, okay. No, I don't know. I feel like we're both good at keeping secrets if it needs yeah. to be secret.
Amazing. If it came down to it, probably, yeah. I would say you.
Yeah.
I could see
I
that.
I have some deep, dark secrets.
I could see you, like, being very just, I don't know, like, secret safe with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It
could
is.
See it.
But you better tell me otherwise.
I mean, I will.
And Aaron, of course.
So if you tell us anything, we're going to tell each other. Yeah, yeah. But exactly. Just know that.
Okay, so I want to know, how did y'all end up in LA and meet each other and become such good friends? Give me the 411. Why do I keep saying 411? Well,
give me the 411.
Well, okay. We got a call one day from Kris Jenner, and she was like, oh my God.
I saw you on Facebook.
Get out.
Saw you guys on Vine. You're so funny. I want to fly you out here. And I don't mm-hmm. know.
That's yeah, so amazing.
And I can't then we keep did. Going on.
We collabed with Kylie for something, and then it never got published.
Well, she's yeah. so lucky.
It was in the archive.
I know, to have y'all.
Well, I know. We basically launched their career.
Yeah.
All of them.
No, that,
yeah. We were 12, and we were like, Kim,
you better do this.
That's so sweet of you guys.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome, Kardashians. Mm-hmm. No, we were both just on Vine. We knew each other. Same with like Matt King. We knew okay. Matt through Vine, basically, all of our friends.
So you guys were both individually Viners
yeah.
at the time. Like, how many followers did you have on Vine?
Oh, somebody asked us this, and
Matt,
we were like,
I have no idea.
I think I had around like 200 some thousand.
Yeah, Matt was like, you guys had a million.
No,
we were like,
I was like,
no, we
I
didn't.
Definitely did not hit a million on Vine.
Okay,
ever.
But you had like 200K. That's a lot.
Yeah. That I feel like I hit it, and then I like. Stayed there forever though, like out for a year plus.
Yeah, but at that time, like 200,000 followers is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, what's a follower?
Yeah,
what's social media?
I know it's like, huh?
No, exactly. What and what doing? Kind of videos did you make?
Not good ones,
just like stupid vines.
Yeah,
like okay. jokes that are
like
that
funny?
Weren't that wouldn't be
comedy
funny now
kinda?
It was funny then, but probably not now.
Okay.
Not in like a problematic way, but just like old humor.
Got it.
Because it was what, 2013? I mean,
were
Jesus,
like
almost
dabbing?
10 years ago. I mean, no, that was past our time. That was past our time. That's
okay.
like a Jake Paul
okay.
YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The humor was very much just like what was being shown to you in like movies that were like comedies,
got
but like
it.
Borderline, like not funny.
Okay, so you knew of each other through Vine. And
yep.
then when did you meet IRL?
2014 here. In LA, December.
Yep.
Why
we visited,
were you here?
Well, we visited at the same time because we were like, let's move at some point and let's meet and
well,
look at apartments.
Yeah, like I was planning on moving to LA. Like,
okay, how old were you at this time?
22.
Yeah.
And were you in school?
Just graduated.
Same.
Where are you from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
And where'd you go to school?
Oh, so many different schools. But I graduated from a place called Bellevue University.
Okay, and yeah. then where were you at school?
Westfield State University
okay.
in Massachusetts.
Okay. And then you decide to go to LA.
Yep.
To meet up.
Yep.
First time in real life.
Uh-huh.
We had like FaceTimed and like
yeah.
talked all the time though.
Okay.
But so I was planning on moving, and then Carly had another friend who lived in Chicago who she had met mm-hmm. via Vine. And she was like, oh, we're thinking of moving there too. Why don't we all just move in together?
Get out.
So three then, yep, the three of us like came to look at apartments.
This is when like all
single.
The social media moved
yes.
to
yes.
LA.
It was well, like what's an
YouTubers
influencer.
Too.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. all YouTubers, but I don't even know if they were called influencers at the time.
I didn't even know what a YouTuber
no,
was.
It was like Viners and YouTubers. And they
yes.
and a bunch of them lived in that
1600
Vine.
Vine.
Yes. 1600 Vine.
Yep. Peaks.
Did y'all live there?
No. We were not that big on Vine. Okay. No. We could not afford that.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of money to stay there.
Well, they all had their like boot. What's that? What was that brand?
Oh my God.
Badoo. They all had that Badoo money.
Was that like
it was like a dating app? Yeah.
It was like Hot or Not. Did you ever see Oh, you're so young. I forget.
I know.
Hot or Not?
Okay.
15? How old were you in 2013?
Oh God.
Like what part of what? Yeah. Where in high school were you?
I think I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. And we had graduated college.
I moved here in 2015. I had just turned 18.
Oh, wow. So you didn't go to, did you go to school?
I went to FITM here.
Oh, yeah. Fashion girly.
Yeah. Cute. So I studied digital media and digital cinema and I went to school here and that's kind of how I like.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I live downtown. Because I like, connecting the dots.
Yep.
So, saying that on the way here, I was like, I feel like I'm just going to want to ask her things about herself because I don't know anything about her.
You guys, we have to hang out via like, podcast.
Yeah.
Monetize it, baby.
Okay, so 2015, we all moved here.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? April. Like, I just met you guys.
What month?
Like, think about all the people that like
I know.
Moved here at the same
That's
time.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Okay. I feel like the first time we met in real life, we were leaving Stagecoach and you were walking in.
Oh yes. My God, yeah.
And or no, Coachella.
No, it was Stagecoach.
No, because we went, wasn't it?
Weren't you with Alicia?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys,
was it Stagecoach?
Yes. Yeah. We were leaving and I was there. Alicia was, I don't know if she was like pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And she just was like saying hi, thinking we were random people. And then I was like, oh my God, hi.
Wait, get out.
Yeah. And then she was I remember, oh my God. I literally was just like, I'm just going to say hi to the next person I see. And then it was us. And then.
And you guys were all matching.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We were wearing the Guy Fieri. That's hilarious. It was Stagecoach.
Yeah.
So very fun. Red. And you know who else I know or who we have a mutual friend is Nezrin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love Nezrin.
Nezrin knows everybody.
Yeah, she
literally
does
everyone.
She's such a socializer. Yes.
Okay, so when you guys moved here, you lived together with one other person?
Yes.
And then how did like the friendship develop? Like to, you know, what you guys
are now?
I
feel like we hit it off. Like we just were pretty close like right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other girl, we were very different. Not a bad way. It was just like, I don't know, like we don't really talk anymore. Mm-hmm, she moved back to Chicago after a year.
I feel like that's normal with roommates.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was fine, but.
And when did you guys start the YouTube channel together?
2016, the beginning. Well, it was like I had a 9-to-5 job when I moved out here.
What was your job?
I worked in accounting.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
No, it wasn't. It was
crazy impressive, though.
Yeah, and she was doing double.
So I did that, and I worked remotely from home.
You're probably so
it was
creative
a thing.
Once you got home.
And, well.
Oh, you worked from home.
Yeah, so my job in Massachusetts, they let me keep it when I moved to LA, and I just worked remote.
Oh, that's so nice.
And like at that time, who did remote?
Yeah.
No, that was like I was weird. Like ahead of the time.
Yeah. Ahead of the pandemic.
A trailblazer.
Oh, yes, by the way.
That's where my 9-to-5 will be if I ever have to work. Yeah. I'll just work her old job.
So like I'd be working 9-to-5 and Carly's just like in bed watching Vine all day. And then we just started making like videos. I had like this like Canon Cybershot or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Get
and we
out.
Would film, we would literally film videos.
Couldn't
on that.
See us.
Yeah.
It would just be like a point and shoot, old ass.
So the first time we started filming videos was actually 2015, but we never posted anything. Mm-hmm. It was just for like us to be like, haha. And then in 2016, we were like, wait, what if we just like posted this?
Yeah.
And that's how we started vlogging.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was never a way like I'm telling you, like, I did not know that YouTube was a way that you could make money. Like, the only YouTuber I knew at the time was Jenna Marbles, and I didn't know that she was, like, a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, oh, she's just a girl who posts videos on the internet.
Yeah, I agree.
But Carly was like, oh, I watched this person and this person and this person. I'm like, what is this?
You know, I didn't know the money in it, though, either.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know they were making so much money, especially the big-ass YouTubers.
I feel like it used to be a big thing to, like, not say as well. I feel like now people are
transparent.
Very transparent. Well,
especially with TikTok. It's like, here's what I made in a month. And it's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, whereas people used to never do that.
No, it's very hush-hush. But I like the transparency. I think it's fun to, like, compare.
Me
not
too.
Compare, but, like, see if you're getting what the worth is that you should
also
be getting.
Also then, too, when we were starting, like, brand deals were just, like, becoming a thing. And everyone was like, what do you get?
A lot of creators were getting screwed over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We always, like, shared, like, with each other and, like, our other people in our friend group. Like, what are you getting for this? Like, what do you ask for?
That's normal.
Yeah.
So how has your friendship evolved? And I guess more importantly, like, what advice would you give to someone that, you know, wants to have a long lasting friendship?
Like while doing internet stuff?
Yeah, I guess so, because that's such a huge part of your life. Yeah.
Maybe just like in business.
Yeah, because you definitely have worked together.
I know.
I know. It's funny because it's like, it's weird to call it work, even though it is.
Uh-huh. I know.
So do you split your joint channel, like monetization completely?
Oh, well, yes. We have like a business
account.
So, yeah.
So all of our YouTube goes in there, that's really podcast, nice. Everything. Yeah.
And then we get like paid like a salary.
Percentage from that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think in business, just like knowing what your role is, mm-hmm. I feel like it was never like defined for us for a while. Yeah. And now it definitely is. Like I do most of the editing. She does all like the business side, planning and
like
all
email
that.
And stuff.
Or
yeah.
But now it's like easy to like hand it off to people now. But like when mm-hmm. we started, for sure.
Yeah.
Emailing. I do a lot of the like video planning and all the logistical things. Mm-hmm. But it was very much like when we first started, we would like literally sit in bed and edit the videos together.
Like on iMovie. Cute. And then I didn't have a Mac. She was the only one with a Mac. Yeah, so like we would use her computer. Yeah.
I feel like you guys were one of the first like girl joint channels.
Well, besides Nikki and Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think, not to toot our own horns, but I do feel like we were
vlogs.
One of the first like vloggers who weren't like dolled up all the time.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like we would just be like running to Starbucks like messy and pajamas or whatever. Uh-huh. And I don't think you really saw that a lot. I'm sure there were people doing it on YouTube. We just haven't seen them, but mm-hmm. we had never seen it before. So we thought that was just like
never
a
seen
fun
anything.
Thing about us. But yeah, Erin had never seen YouTube before. Yeah. She's like, what is YouTube?
Yeah. But yeah, so then it just slowly kind of started turning into like Carly would edit, and then she like really enjoyed doing it. She was like, oh, I'll do it today. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, great. And like, I despise editing.
I also had nothing to do when you had a job. Oh, so yeah. I was like, I'll just do it.
Amazing.
But I had to use your computer, I forget, for so long.
Yeah, but my work computer was different.
Right.
Oh.
But yeah, I feel like just like open communication. I feel like we're really lucky because we're both very just like chill when it comes to stuff. And I feel like in other situations, like when you're working closely with a friend, it can get a little dicey.
Sticky, yeah.
So as long as you're like open and communicative, like that's going to be the key to it all.
Uh-huh. When you have a disagreement about something, how do you go about that?
We don't.
Yeah, we don't.
Really?
We
just don't bring
it up. Well, it's mainly because Carly just doesn't care about anything. And I'm like, we're doing it this way then.
Okay. I mean, that's one way to do it. Okay. Have you ever gotten, this was a question I got from people. Ooh, okay. Have you ever gotten jealous of each other?
I mean, there were definitely times when I was like working 9 to 5 and Carly be like, bye, see you. I'm going to mansion today.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
But like, not like jealous of her, just like jealous that like I couldn't do that then.
How do you deal with like, I feel like this is common with girls.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Like jealousy within friendships. And even like sometimes I've caught myself when I'm like, my friend achieved something really big. Mm. I'm like, I am genuinely so happy. But sometimes I'm like reserved with showing how happy I am because it's like I'm a little jealous or whatever. I don't know. I feel like that's definitely happened in the past. Erin's nail just came off.
Oh no.
So tragic.
It's broken.
We'll have a few
RIP.
Left.
Yeah, we will.
Oh no.
Sorry. Anyway, so do you have any advice for girls that have dealt with jealousy in a friendship? Sometimes I've even felt it from the friend. Like you're like, I feel weird telling you about this thing I just experienced.
Oh,
do you know what
okay.
I mean? Do you have any advice for that?
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely times because like we've done everything together for so long mm-hmm. that it's like if one of us gets a brand deal that the other doesn't get, like that's always a little awkward.
Yeah.
Like I remember that one time I got like that Vietnam thing and I just like assumed that Carly was coming. Mm-hmm. And then
I
had to
like,
be
that was
like,
one of the first ones
oh,
that was
yeah.
not together.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I feel weird.
Yeah.
And then I have to like tell her and be like, do you want to be my guest? And like it's like stuff like that can always be like uncomfortable. But of course, like you should always like hype up your friends and
totally.
Like their success.
I don't think we've ever been jealous where it's like, oh, you got the deal. Like,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That.
Totally.
Like toxic. I think at the beginning of us getting separately, like on Instagram or whatever, maybe that's just like where it started, like the weirdness of like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm doing it. But it wasn't like weird for us, I don't think. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like our times always come, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, I get one for something, she'll get one for something.
Yeah. I
and
will
obviously
say,
we have our YouTube, so.
Like, transparency in that regard, like having friends in the industry and being like, hey, did you get this? I would love for you to come. Like, I feel like not hiding things is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And being like,
totally.
Yeah. Like,
no, I don't think there's any like hiding. Like, oh, I'm doing this deal. Don't
totally.
Want to know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What do you feel like you guys have learned from kind of essentially growing up on the internet?
Oh, gosh. I have learned that I'm so happy it wasn't around when I was young.
Really?
Yes. I'm Why? So happy.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I mean, no.
I mean, you were still in high school, I guess.
But but like, I can't imagine like blowing up like Addison.
Yeah.
Or
no, but I feel like everyone's so mean on the internet.
I know.
Like, I couldn't imagine having Instagram. Like, you probably had Instagram in
high comparison. School. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes. No, 100%. I feel like that would have fucked
and
me
And the editing,
right
like the Facetune. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. It's
There's just like
really
way
crazy.
Easier ways to bully people. And not that I was like an insecure teen or kid, but like, I feel like everything is just so negative now mm-hmm. that it would somehow affect me. I mean, it sometimes you see stuff now and like for the most part I'm just like, okay, whatever, I don't care. But like as a teenager, like going through all of that, like, and just that just gets to you.
Yeah. And I sound so old, but I think we're almost the last generation, well, some Gen Z too, I think, as kids, like, didn't have phones.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's so crazy. Yeah. It's almost like nostalgic to think about, like, oh my God, like, I would have to call my friend at their home, like, their home phone,
especially smartphones. Like, yeah. iPhone's way different from
so
like
different.
A Razr.
Totally. Oh my God, so different. There was no, yeah, there was just like calling mm-hmm. and texting on that, really. Mm-hmm. There was no like Instagram.
And you had to pay for texting separately.
Yes. I would like Gmail chat my friends.
Oh,
like
yeah.
literally.
Or you had like 500 texts a month
yes,
or something, and
yes,
then you would go over and be like, fuck.
Yep.
Parents are getting mad.
Yeah. And then when you got unlimited, it was like,
hmm, you're rich.
I'm bougie now.
Yeah, you had unlimited.
Well, that was the best day of my life. I remember I was yeah. at school, I was at lunch, and my dad texted me. He's like, you have unlimited texting now. And I was like,
yeah. yeah.
Oh, the best day of my life.
what
on
was
your
the
question.
Question?
yeah, sorry, that was still the best
day.
What was it like growing up, like on the internet?
I don't know. It's hard because we were like in our 20s already. I'm glad that we were like done with college and everything by the time that we really like moved to LA.
Oh my God, could you imagine having TikTok, like having to study?
I would never. No, some colleges have banned
so right.
it. They like can't get on TikTok.
I would
wait,
campus.
Really?
Yes, I've seen that. A couple college
that's
campuses.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of TikTok, that's one of my favorite videos I've seen is when girls will be like, this is stuff I wish I would have known in my 20s or whatever. Do you guys have any advice for, or like, ooh, what would you tell your younger self? Like if you were 22? What would you tell her? 25.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know. I'm really working on like therapy stuff, like people pleasing. And
oh, yeah,
it's really hard not to be. But mm-hmm. I think I would try to tell my younger self, like, don't try to please.
Just do
everybody.
What you want. Kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's so hard for me.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It really is.
I would say,
keep drinking.
Don't drink as much because you'll get acid reflux in the future and it'll be really bad.
Oh, really? Okay. What about
like,
other
oh,
things? Any tips? Any other tips or tricks for people in their 20s that are lost?
Okay,
or
if you're like on
crisis?
Social media, I feel like so obvious and it sounds so corny, but like don't compare yourself because
oh,
everything
yeah.
on the online is
or
fake.
Try not to.
Yeah.
Oh I my mean, God, it's so fake.
Yeah, I mean,
so fake.
So fake.
I'm on this subreddit called Instagram Reality, and it's so crazy because people will show like someone's photo and then they'll show like them in a video or mm-hmm. something, and I would just cringe my ass off if I was ever on it because it's like you look nothing like you
like,
do
yeah.
online. I don't know. I just think it's really like.
Even just like the this? Lifestyle stuff. I mean, we've met so many people like in our time here. And like I have met so many people that are like not who they are on camera.
Yeah.
Compared to who they are in real life.
Yeah.
And like I think that's what like why we've been able to maintain this for so long is because we've just always been like authentically
yeah.
ourselves mm-hmm. and like have never felt like we need to like put on this persona or like mm. show a facade to the world because then it's like you're living this double life. And then, like, people can meet you and you won't be what they expect. And,
yeah.
like, so it just goes to your point. Like, don't compare yourself to, like, what you think you're seeing. Because, like, half the time it's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
And it's not attainable.
It could look like the most fun
100%.
Ever on Instagram or whatever. But, like, they're not having a good time.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean? It's
I always like, think about that from my perspective. If, like, an influencer friend of mine is posting a little too much at an event. I'm
like
y'all
are
not having fun.
So you're
because
bored.
You're on
yeah,
your
yeah.
phone. Because
yeah.
I know how like it's not like your people are just throwing it up there. Like you have to like do the text
yeah.
and make sure it's funny and like
a
add the song.
This.
Like yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I always think when I'm like not at an event, because I used to have major FOMO issues.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to come to terms with like the joy of missing out.
Yeah.
And I would tell myself like when I would look at
FOMO.
Yeah, JOMO. When I would look at stories, I was like, oh my gosh, like there's no way they're having that much fun, because when I'm having so much fun, I'm not posting.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, I'm drunk and I like and can't post.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'm blacked out.
I mean, we've like witnessed people having like meltdowns while they're like filming videos. Not like, oh, I'm so sad, but just like, I don't want to fucking do this. And then like they post the video and it's like, this is the best day of my life.
And I'm like, so sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any tips or like, I guess practical tips when you kind of go through that spiraling of comparing yourself, like what do you do to get out of that?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm not like, I don't compare myself, but things like Instagram and stuff don't really bother me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I'm genuinely happy when I'm like scrolling on TikTok and stuff like that.
I agree.
I don't know. I think that's just such a personal thing. Like just know who you are and just be yourself. And there's literally no use in comparing, because the comparison is a thief of joy.
It really, like, it really is. It really is.
And it's like what you said, if you're watching stories and they're posting 1,000 things, okay, you're on your phone the whole time then.
Yeah.
Like, are you really? Yeah, I feel like when you're seeing stuff like that. But if they post it after the event, then you're like, well, they did have fun.
Yeah.
That's where my brain would go. That's what they did. I'm like, wait, so.
Or they're like, so they Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashianing?
Kim Kardashianing? Kim Kardashian.
Kardashianing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's an end there.
Where they're like, oh, they don't want people to know where they are at
that
particular moment in time.
Yeah. I remember Liza used to do that, but she was legitimately massive. I mean, she still is, but like on YouTube especially.
I'm sure.
And she was like, no, I literally can't post this until I go somewhere because it'll get crazy.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, we'd been like in a situation a few times where like people could post like the corner of a room and then you like walk out of the hotel and there's just like a million people.
Yeah,
like,
scary. Especially being like a young girl.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
A lot in New York, like the elevators, because we all like taking pictures in elevators because there's always the mirrors in them for some reason, and that would just give away where
people were like, staying. I knew the elevator. I'm like, what the fuck? There's like a million fucking hotels in this city.
Yeah, I know. And granted, it wasn't always like just for us. It was usually our whole group or whatever.
Never just us.
Yeah, no. Maybe like one or two people. Let's but be like,
clear. What about dating in your 20s? Ooh. I feel like a lot of people, obviously, a lot of girls. I don't know. I see on TikTok they're in like their girl boss era. Even myself, like it's sometimes hard to make time for dating, or it's like discouraging.
Are
you know?
On? Okay. Well, that's another thing I'm really thankful for is that I actually met my husband on Bumble.
Get out.
So that was.
What was your first like move? What'd you say?
Well, I was in his photo.
Wait, what?
And that's where we're gonna end it.
You were in
one I was of in his picture. It was like him and a few other people, and they were all like posing like this, and then my head was literally like in between two people.
Get in the background.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
No. So he threw a party. So he throws a party called Emo Night, and I had gone to like
a thing. You guys wouldn't know it.
Yeah, throws a party. It sounds like he's small throwing like a shitty mansion. Whenever you
like
say
a
that,
Taylor
I'm like,
Swift impersonator party. Yeah.
Fine. He's played Coachella. He has a residency in Vegas. It's fine.
No, when you say that in my head, it's literally like
hype
house throwing a big ass influencer party. Like that's where
that,
my
like house in the Hollywood Hills.
That's literally where my brain. Like the face bank
where everyone's lived.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he throws an event, I guess,
and it's massive.
Yeah, but this
clear.
Is like pre that really.
Okay.
And we had like sort of just moved to LA. I think it was my second it was the first one that I was in the photo in, and I was just like blacked out drunk. Like I literally was like, I was on the stage. Like I don't remember that.
You're like crowd surfing and everything.
Yeah, I was like wild.
She was wild.
And so it was probably months later or something. Carly and I, we downloaded a dating app so that we could try to find our friends and troll them, because we were like
and promote our Instagrams.
Also
Tinder.
That.
I think it was Tinder. Oh,
we were like the girls that would like mess with guys, but like in a funny way. Not like
that's fun. Like
hey,
we're all together and you're shooting the shit.
We were never the girls that were like, we want to go on a date.
No,
with boys.
Never dated.
We were just like,
we're
in LA. Like we're living our best life. Like this is so much fun.
Like let's be stupid.
Yeah. So then I came across this guy and I was like, I'm in his photo, and I like recognized him, but I didn't know him. And it was Bumble, so I had to be the opener. So I DM'd him and I said, I can't believe that you're using a photo of me to pick up other girls.
That's hilarious.
And then the rest is history. But
that's crazy. You're literally married to him.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
I know.
What the hell?
Pretty crazy. But so that was in 2015. So like
that
I feel
was like right when you moved here.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Quick.
Oh my gosh.
But so I feel like then dating apps were like less scary and like way different than they are now. Like I feel like it's just like any other form of social media, truly.
It is.
And I am also very happy that that happened when it did, because like I have friends who are on dating apps and like they show them to me and I'm like, this is horrifying.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really, really hard. But for me, I've always been the kind of person that's like, don't go like searching for love and like feel like that has to be like your whole life purpose. It's like, well, I need to meet this guy. I need to do this thing. And like, that's going to be it for me. Because I feel like the harder you try, the more you're going to like not resistant. Find what you're looking for. And
also, I think it's attractive to people when you're like out living your life, your having thing. Fun. Yeah. I think like that attracts dudes.
100%.
Especially, and I think it's like fine to go on dates and like, live your life and like do all that fun stuff, but like don't put so much pressure on yourself, because like the more pressure
on the date,
like just go have a nice time, take it for what it is, and do that.
And I think for a lot of girls, especially in your 20s and like early 20s, when you're dating, not that I really know because I didn't go on like a ton of dates, but it's like, oh, I hope this person really likes me, I really need to impress them. But you have to think, do I like them? Are they impressing me?
That's
and
huge.
That's what we don't do.
Yeah,
as women, for some reason. I mean, I'm sure a lot of women do, but I feel like it's really rare.
Yeah, it's also, I feel like a lot of the times people will compare where they are in life to like their friends. Like if all your girlfriends are in relationships, it's like, oh, I have this pressure to then have to find what they have.
Yeah, even society's pressure. Like growing up in Indiana, people get married so much younger than here.
Yeah.
It's I mean, way
even
different.
In Massachusetts.
I feel like hometowns, unless you're from LA or New York, are like, you're married and have kids by 25.
No,
like,
100%.
You're settled down. My friends are all settled down.
And
at
I feel
home,
like the
much.
Family pressure, like people even that move to a big city, they feel it from their family or like their hometown friends, or like they're going to so many weddings and they don't have a plus one. And it's just like, everyone's like, who are you dating? And it's like,
I know.
Date yourself.
I can't think about dating anyone.
Yeah.
Date Flowers
yourself.
By Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Treat yourself.
Love her. I'm sus. Wait, I just have to ask, what would you do if your husband was like Matt Healy?
Oh.
What would you do? Oh, like if he was kissing girls on stage?
Yeah, if he kissed girls on
stage. If TJ was kissing girls on stage.
Would you ever let that happen?
Absolutely not. Unless it was like...
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Not
I don't
Elvis.
Know.
Yeah. Elvis.
True. No, I think... Well, that's the thing is like, you'd have to be a very specific kind of person to be with a Matty Healy.
True.
And Matty that's Healy. Not me.
Sorry, I'm not... I feel like keep interrupting people.
No, you're fine.
No, I'm interrupting.
No, I... No, I am. Please, let me have it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Also, Matty Healy, like, that's who he is. I feel like if TJ was doing it, that'd be really fucking weird.
I'd be like, you've never done this before. Why now?
Yeah,
would you make out with Matty Healy?
Oh, yeah.
And TJ wouldn't care?
He'd probably be jealous of me.
Oh, he'd be jealous.
He'd probably be like, I wish of I her. Could make out with Maddie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Would you let Maddie Healy make out with TJ?
Oof.
No.
I feel like I would. No,
I'm shook.
Thinking about it, I would, but I would be so jealous. That's the thing.
If you didn't get to kiss him too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But then I guess it could be like great because Maddie Healy smokes and like I can't stand a cigarette. So like then I would only have like something going into my mouth.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
you could just like swap him your gum. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to do it, I don't think, for smoke.
That's crazy.
What's like your type?
Guess it. Guess athlete. My type.
I'm guessing like full
athlete.
You got
the Gatorade.
Like
the Gatorade.
The Gatorade.
Like tall? Maybe like a fraternity kind of guy.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Do you like assholes?
That is the criteria for an asshole. Athlete, fraternity.
Yeah.
Well,
no. I feel like I did, but not anymore.
Not good.
Yeah. I feel like I
tall?
Went through that phase. Yeah, definitely tall, definitely athletic.
Muscular.
I grew up in a very sports-oriented family.
Are you a Notre Dame fan?
That's so funny. The guy that was just here, that was just interviewing, he went to Notre Dame. He played football there.
Oh my God, Fighting Irish.
Yeah. No. His wife is here too.
Oh, just kidding. Never mind.
Did she? Would she let you kiss him?
Like a Matty Healy moment. Yeah.
They're just NFL players when they get caught cheating. It's like they're just in their
Matty Healy era.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you think you could ever like actually date an athlete? I feel like they have the worst rap in terms of like
cheating.
Honestly,
yeah, fidelity.
I think I could.
Schedules.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. I think I could. Only because, like, I don't know. I grew up around them, so I, like, know how they are.
Okay,
and I feel like I also know a little bit how to, like, shoot the shit and, like, give it back to them. Not in, like, I don't condone cheating or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I grew up with my brother and my dad. I don't know. And I was always at games and I was always So I feel like I just understand their perspective a little bit more. Sure. But I don't know. I definitely like guys that are funny, have a good job. I
Who's
definitely
like your dream man?
Ooh, celeb crush. Yeah.
Well, my celeb crush is like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
Okay, that tracks so hard for you. Mm-hmm. Can you like get over the fact that he might stink?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
I have Lalabo.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I respect it. He is like...
He's gorgeous.
Nice southern
I like
man.
How he's a little cowboy, too. Yeah. He definitely... See, I like a guy's guy.
Sure.
And I like being the girl's girl, you know? Yeah. And I don't know. I think that... I like to be the creative, crazy one. Like, I want to walk into Thanksgiving with, like, a crazy fur coat and a hot pink. Like, and then him be, like, the normal one. And then be like, oh, my God, have you met his
crazy?
Oh, so fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really into, like, creative guys. I want to be a creative. I want to be the creative girly.
Have you met, had any, like, luck in L.A.?
Not much, because I feel like there's a lot of, well, the problem is like, I'm around so many people in our industry and I just like that's not my type.
We got to start going to some more athletic events.
I know. I need to meet.
Is there an app that
even like
could...
a finance bro? I'm like, I'm down Ooh. For.
Oh, my best friend's husband works in finance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe he knows someone.
Amazing.
They're actually all like around older, younger. Do you have an age
older,
preference?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how older. Old?
I don't know.
You're like 60.
40 or like 35?
No. I'm 25, so I feel like 32 or okay. under.
Well, great. I'm almost there, so.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I'll keep my...
He definitely has to be into sports. Okay. Like, I want him to know more about sports than me.
Okay, love that. I have your criteria. It's locked and loaded.
Yeah.
See, I love like a freak.
A freak?
I love like skinny, like...
Yeah, we're like nerdy
freaks.
Like emos.
Silver Lake. Like, cool.
I could lean that way, but like... Just scrawny.
Think Edward Cullen.
Oh,
okay.
Edward Cullen is my criteria for a man.
And also when he was Batman, I was like, there's an emo Batman.
Hot.
Yeah.
He was so hot in it. I didn't like the movie, but he was so hot.
It's
like,
funny.
That's, yeah.
Your type is like the opposite of what I could not relate to you less.
But I love that because then we can help each other.
Well, even I'm married.
Considering you're married.
Yeah, she's like, am I fine, honestly? He'll understand.
That's so funny.
Ooh, I'm going to just start like approaching people at
bars. I know.
I
like,
have a friend
for you.
Please
set me up. Yeah, I always tell people, I'm like, I want to be set up. I don't want to do the apps.
Oh, you don't? Oh, my God. Are you on Raya?
I am.
Ugh,
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met my boyfriend on there, actually.
Get out!
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. How did you meet your boyfriend?
So he...
Indiana King.
Yeah, so he was
Carlin was also in his picture.
Yeah, it was
Wait,
in the background.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
No, you forced more.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
But then, I was like, okay, we'll just come here. Because he had roommates and stuff. And I was like, I live alone. Just like, come here. And he just never left. What's wrong? No, thank you. He never left. Well, his lease was renewing in like October or November of 2020 and I was like, well, obviously just stay here at this point. And then
so you've been dating for quite a bit.
I mean, it's been almost 3 years, which is fucking insane.
Is there like a ring on
No, I'm not really like a
married girly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure one day I would be happy to, but I just don't really.
There's no.
I feel like I literally feel like I'm 21.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's really
weird.
I know we are, and I don't. Yeah, I've just never been like that. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I both have never been like Pinterest. When will be my wedding day? It'll be the best day of my life. Big dress, nothing like that. I feel like a wedding would really scare me, to be honest.
Yeah, Carly has said to me multiple times. She's like, I just want to go to the courthouse.
I want to go to the courthouse. That's my idea.
It's kind of a vibe, though.
Yeah, my brother.
Like the pics would be so cute.
Yeah,
yeah.
My half brother did that. He got married at the courthouse, and then he had just like a big reception.
Or you could have just like an insane trip that you guys go on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't
love.
Know. Yeah.
Do you feel any different being married?
No.
Like, that's crazy that, married. Your wife.
I know.
Wifey.
It feels exactly the same. Like, we lived together for a long time we'd been together. I mean, and then we were supposed to get married in April of 2020. Mm-hmm. So we didn't because of the pandemic.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, that's crazy.
And, you know, at that point, we had then lived together for, like, probably, like, 3-4 years. So it's, like, unless like you go into marriage with like, okay, we're getting married, we're moving in, we're having a baby, we're doing all of these like check marks.
Checking off the boxes.
Checking off the box. Then it's like really no different.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like, you're a wife.
I know. It's weird. It's so crazy the amount of people who have gotten engaged in like the past month.
Oh my God.
Really, like, I have so many weddings to go.
I know. Oh my God. Just like in our friend group too.
I know. I feel like I have so many weddings all of a sudden to go to.
I know. I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Have you guys been to a destination wedding?
I just went to one in France.
Get
last
out.
Summer. It was, I felt like I was in a movie. It was so crazy. They had it at a chateau in like the French countryside.
Where in France?
I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. The Loire Valley.
Okay.
It was absolute. My voice is.
She's crying. If you're listening, she's crying. Tears.
It was like the craziest thing I've ever been to in my entire life. Like, I felt like I was at like Kim Kardashian's wedding. It was so unbelievably beautiful. And they like rented the chateau for the whole weekend and we got to stay in it. And I felt like French royalty.
How long were you there?
We were there for 3 or 4 days, but we were in France for a little bit. And we like made a trip out of it.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to have the best time.
I'm so excited. Have you ever been to a destination wedding?
I think just one. Utah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I went to Utah. That was a Mormon wedding. You got that. No, I went to Cancun. It's actually her best friend's wedding. And she couldn't go last minute because she got really sick. So I was still going.
Wait.
Well, it was funny because Brittany literally was like, they had like kind of just met.
Yeah.
And then Brittany was like, should I ask Carly to come? Like a bunch of people have like dropped out.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I was, and so she was like, we were like paying for it anyway. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I like thought I had COVID.
No.
I didn't wind up having it. That was honestly like, I literally was like, ugh.
Yeah,
you can't believe she's there.
You were really sick. I know. The jealousy moment happened.
Jealousy. Yeah. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, no, I won't. Never again.
Wow. Did you feel like stressed out when you were planning your wedding, or was it an enjoyable experience?
I think it's because I'm like so chill. Like, I'd literally be like, oh, this is a pretty flower. And they're like, okay, great. And they'd be like, which one of these? What color do you?
Opposite of Bridezilla.
Yeah, they're like, what color do you? And I'm like, I don't care. That one's good. Because for me, it was like, I just wanted to have a really fun party. Mm-hmm. Like, none of the details really mattered to me.
I love the pool photos of you guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
I watched the vlog.
So, like, none of the, like, decorations or that was important to me, especially, like, once the pandemic happened. It was like, I don't care about that at all anymore. I'm like, I just want everyone together and, like, we can all celebrate and like dance and have fun, and like that was the major focus for me.
Did you play Taylor Swift?
Yeah. They definitely did.
Red actually Taylor's version came out like the night before her wedding. Yeah.
Did you play it coming down the aisle?
No, but their sign said what it
said. Oh, it said TJ and Aaron Taylor's version.
Oh my God,
it was just
that's
like
adorable.
Perfect timing, and it was like announced like a month before, and I was like, oh my God. And we had like a welcome party because for most people it was a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. We had it in Palm Springs, and
gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. I love Palm Springs, but so we had a welcome party the night before, and then after that ended, a bunch of us went back to my room, and we were like watching the All Too Well short film, and it was just like so perfect.
Well, I'm so glad Taylor did that for you.
She did it for me. It was her wedding. All too well.
That's so sweet.
The most stressful thing about a wedding, in my opinion, was like hearing from people, getting people to respond.
Yeah.
To whether or not they're coming. People just being like so dumb and not having any idea how like a wedding works. Like questions people would ask. Someone was like, can I wear Crocs? And I was like, that's a black tie wedding. Like, I'm telling you, people like get, they hear wedding and they're just like, suddenly I'm dumber and don't know how to do anything. I'm like, huh? Like, be a normal person.
How did you, like, did you have to plan where everyone sat at the reception? I always, like, feel like I see TikToks of people, like,
stressing.
They're, like, the most stressful part. And then they have their, like, post-it notes out. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, wedding moves, I will say, doing tables where it's like you got a circular table, like 5 circle tables over here, and then like rectangle tables over here. Like, I had 3 long tables.
Oh, wow.
It was like I tried doing it the way where it's like 20 different tables. It is, I was like, why the fuck would anyone ever do this? Because you have to like literally pick and choose and then like do math
kind of
and like
groups.
Do all of this. And so I did 3 long tables, and it's so easy to get people to just like flow into the groups.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
It was so much easier. Awesome. And like, I could not recommend that more if like that is a stressful part of planning your wedding. Like, just, and then it's nice too, because then people can like meet new people.
True.
And you're like, oh, just draw from apps.
Yeah.
Make it real random.
See whatever you want.
I will say, like, people, like, that part is always, people don't really care about the eating and sitting down. They just want
to
party.
No, we had a taco bar,
which is amazing.
Because I was like, I don't want
to waste money on like asparagus and cold salmon. Yeah.
Yeah. Her wedding was really fun. It was like very fun wedding.
It looked fun from my perspective.
It just wasn't very traditional in any sense.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Which is okay if you do, obviously, but just not.
I after the wedding, I was like, I just want to have like a party all the time to like. That can be like, oh, it's our 5-year wedding anniversary. We're having a big party. But like, just use that as an excuse to like get everyone together.
Did you guys do a ton of like emo night type of songs?
There were some, I think, a little bit.
Some, yeah.
I remember some of them. But I don't know. Give people like Captain Cuts was the DJ at her wedding, which do emo night. They've done a lot of emo night stuff. So they made a really fun mix.
Oh, I'm sure you had the like best music.
It was so great. And then our last song was Driver's License, and the internet was so upset. They're like, why the hell would they play this song? And it's like, you don't want to scream at the top of your lungs with 100 of your friends?
Yeah, like, I don't care. It's my wedding. Like, it's Driver's License. And it was like the peak Driver's License.
Why were people mad?
People love to be mad about like, the dumbest stuff.
I think it was like, why would you play this at your wedding? Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be happy.
It's better than like closing time.
Yeah. Or like the Cupid Shuffle. Sorry.
The Cupid Shuffle.
God. Did you have dollar dances where you're from?
No.
At receptions.
What's that?
Okay, so she didn't know. The only time I've ever heard of it was actually on Vanderpump Rules. Sheena said it. I was like, okay.
Oh, Shishu.
So wait, is not she just the Omaha. One that got with Brandy's ex-husband?
Yes. Did you watch Vanderpump Rules or do you watch it?
No, but I'm. Do I need to watch that?
Oh, my God.
Aaron tried to get me to watch it.
I'm texting you when I need, like, I'm about to watch a show.
It's the best reality show I've ever watched. She, like, tried to get me to watch it for years.
Text me about anything. I could talk about this shit all day.
It's so good.
We need to watch Housewives together.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, anyway, continue.
I don't even know what I was saying, to be honest.
Sheena.
Oh, yeah. She brought up on a Vanderpump. But it's basically at a reception, the bride and groom have a dollar dance. And so, like, at your wedding, if you have a wedding, it'd be all the men who want to dance with you line up, but they have to pay a dollar. And same with the groom. A bunch of women will line up. And so it's basically another way to, like, make money.
It's and just so, have like, a creepy, fun little. Though.
Yeah, I guess thinking about it now, I'm like, that's interesting. And family.
So why would, what's, like, I don't get it. Why would you want
to
do that?
Just to get a bunch of money. Yeah. But then you have to like dance with all these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate it.
Get There's a bunch like, of money at your weddings, own like, wedding?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's like a tradition in some places. Like in Omaha, like every wedding I went to had one.
Wait, get out.
Yeah. It was just a thing.
And does
that
everyone pay?
It was kind of like mother or father-daughter dance, mother-son. It was like one of those. It was just engraved into it. Yeah. And then you just pay a dollar. And it was like a fun way to like give them money, I guess, too.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of wedding traditions that I'm just like, this is so cringe. I hate the garter thing.
It's so weird.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't want that in front of my mom.
Yeah.
My dad.
Like, just my husband like going down on me.
No, thank you. I'm safe for the OnlyFans. I don't want this.
P14 for real.
Yeah, people pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is crazy.
A free show.
It's free at my wedding.
Well, it has been such a pleasure chatting with y'all. I know, I'm so sad. You'll have to come back.
Yeah, we can hang out again on the podcast.
We can hang out again. See you guys in a month.
Every time we hang out, we live stream.
Well, maybe you can come on Good Influences sometime.
I would love.
Yeah.
We've never had Good Influences. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good Influences.
Or Only Friends.
We're Only Friends, yeah.
Only Friends, I think is a huge slay. And I also just recently found out, I didn't even know you had an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Most people don't.
Did you have Only Friends or OnlyFans first?
Only Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Oh, but I had been talking. I had talked about joining OnlyFans for like a year.
Yeah.
What like made you want to start it or own OnlyFans?
Money. And one thing in particular happened to me. I got like nudes spread of me on the internet.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It was like basically revenge porn, and a big influencer posted it. And so this was kind of a way to like take it back.
Wait,
and
I had no idea this happened. Mm-hmm. You're kidding.
No, I wish.
Oh my God, that is the most awful thing I've heard.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Was like, what? How did you feel when that happened?
One, I didn't even know the video existed.
It was a video?
Yeah, from like 10 years.
Of photos. Or it was a video?
It was a video.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what is this? I basically got blackmailed. I got it in an email one day, and they were like, if you don't address this, then like I'm posting it all over the internet.
You're kidding.
So at that point, I got like lawyers involved because I was like, I don't even know what this is. Like, I've never seen this in my life. And then it was when, I don't know, like a bunch of stuff happened, and it was a way to get back at somebody who wasn't me. Just as like a being like, oh, look at all these people they surround themselves with.
Oh my God,
type
I'm so
thing.
Sorry.
And
that is awful.
Yeah, so that happened and it sucked. And then I was like, well,
you know what? Good
might
for
as
you.
Well like monopolize.
Yeah.
Make she's also been very open with her body. Oh, yeah. Like, she doesn't care.
On my own terms. Like, let's be very clear.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
Like, that was a big thing when that got posted. Everyone was like, well, she, like, likes being naked anyway. And it's like, okay, but, like,
2020. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is awful. I do that shit. I do not fuck with at all. That's really so beyond.
Which, like,
rude.
Thankfully, I feel like we're in a time where most people are like, that's disgusting that someone would post that.
Yeah.
But it's also, it was like,
she does it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
there was a lot of rationalizing why it was okay. And it just makes me feel bad because, like, while I am comfortable in my own body, like, I know that it happens to so many people and it's just like so terrible. Yeah. And a woman did it to me.
No.
Yeah.
And it should be on your own terms.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to post a naked picture of Aaron. Like,
you're just posting it on my Instagram. Like, I have like a picture on my Instagram from like 5 years ago and it's like my butt. And you're like, well, she does it. And it's like, okay, but I decided
that. Yeah. Well, I love that you made, I guess, the most out of it, a shitty situation.
And karma's a relaxing thought.
Yeah. So do you, how often are you posting on OnlyFans?
Oh,
how's
like
it
every
work?
Day.
Get out.
It's really great.
Good for
and
you.
Honestly, like everyone on there, like that I chat with is so nice. And they're, a lot of people are just like fans of our content. And they'll be like, loved your vlog today. Like everyone's so nice.
So cute.
And I'm like, I love like my little corner of the earth.
It's nicer than like YouTube comments.
Yeah,
I'm
they're
sure.
like, nice. Nice sexy tits. By the way, loved your vlog today. Like, I love that Starbucks drink you and Carly.
Why don't we just make an OnlyFans for us and post our vlogs on there? And then
I'm not like fucking people. Like, let's like, I'm just like, I love the female body. I think it's so beautiful. And like, if people also think it's beautiful, like,
pay up.
Yeah,
pay up. Yeah,
pay up then.
Yeah.
So, do you ever do feet stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would
I think I would do that.
When
I
first started, I had to Google so many things. Like, someone once, they were like, can you send me a giantess video? And I was like, huh? And I had to Google that. And it's like, you put your phone on the floor and then you stomp on it like you're a giant.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah. Also, people. Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, hell yes. How much do you like?
I was like
pay
so drunk. That one, I think, would charge like $50
you're
or something.
Drunk?
Just like
I was so
probably.
Drunk and I was like, oh my God, I'm a giantess. Oh, just, the feet people are very much just like, yeah, send the dogs.
Okay.
That's I would do that.
Oh, yeah. For sure. No, and I'm like, everyone go get your bag.
Yeah.
Like I have told anyone that's like been considering it, I'm like, do it.
Do you show everything fully nude?
Yes.
Wow, good for you. And then do you take your own photos or does someone take them of you?
TJ takes them.
Hell yes, TJ.
But so I did a lot of research and I saw a lot of people who like started from nothing and like even they're making like $10,000 a month. You just have to like work really hard. And that was my initial goal. I was like, if I'm making 10 grand a month on this, I will feel satisfied.
Okay.
I'll pay my mortgage, I'll pay my bills, and like it's just like an easy thing for me to do. And I think that if you work really hard and like don't have a following, you're able to like you can be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Like I've watched a lot of videos where people were like, yeah, I literally just started it and like worked really hard and do all this stuff.
What's like the craziest amount you've gotten paid for like one thing?
Well, okay. So I sell socks.
I didn't know that.
To the feet guys. I don't really do
your own socks.
Yeah. Mine. Like worn socks.
That is insane that people like are paying for that. And how much are they paying?
So I will sell them come with like a Polaroid of me wearing them and it's like $200.
Of just your feet.
Aaron.
$200 for your socks.
What about underwear? Have you done that?
Yeah.
I was gonna say that would probably.
Are they like how worn in are the socks?
I'll wear them for like a day.
Go to the
gym.
I don't
have stinky feet. No, I don't. Sometimes people don't. Now. People are like, want that, send me a video like talking about how stinky your feet are.
Aaron sent me one once. It was so funny. I was dying
because I'm like, crap. I'm like, what I can't say this. What is stupid? I'm like, oh, my feet are so stinky. I'm like, they're not. And like, I don't know.
You're like, I'm also lie, just sir.
Like not like a super like sexual person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's so funny because
stinky little feet.
Oh, yeah. Me, oh my.
No, like these are my stinky little toes.
Get out.
This yeah.
little piggy went. Well, good for you. I love how outspoken and like it seems like you're having a good time, which is
yeah,
what matters.
I would encourage anyone to do it. It's yeah. fun.
It's so fascinating.
Liberating.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, even though that's such a shitty situation,
oh yeah,
what happened? I love that you turned it around and took, you know, the ball in your court.
Yeah,
I guess. So anyway, wow, I did not expect to go down that OnlyFans road, but everyone go subscribe to Erin's OnlyFans. And where can everyone follow you guys?
Oh, literally everywhere. Just our first and last names on Instagram and everything. And also we have Only Friends podcast that we talked about.
Which is amazing.
We also have a Patreon, not to like super plug that, but we do like bonus episodes on there every month.
Which is epic.
Yeah, we like help people with their problems. They email us. It's really fun. Yeah, it's really fun. And Good Influences podcast with Matt King and Mike Sheffer.
Hell yes. Yeah. I need to get you all on.
Oh, that would be
love
a
so
doozy.
That would be really good.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone go follow, subscribe. And check out their Patreon. It is amazing. Check out Erin's OnlyFans and OnlyFriends.
Yes.
And
don't get them confused.
We will see y'all soon. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.